Second down and 10, and Gustafson going deep for Curtis Ware, and he just overthrows him at the Oskaloosa 45-yard line. This time they motion Avery Van Zee to the near side slot and fire a deep go route to Curtis Ware. It's overthrown, near sideline, incomplete.
Ryan Gustafson's career as the starting quarterback of the Pella High football team didn't get off to a roaring start. Sure, the junior led the Little Dutch to a 35-7 victory over their rivals from Oskaloosa, but he was just 4 of 14 passing for 41 yards and rushed 4 times for negative 9 yards. Oh, how things have changed since then. The kid they call Gus says it was just a matter of relaxing a little bit.
I think I've settled down a lot more in the game. I missed too early. The first two balls I threw to Curtis in the Oski game were way overthrown. I had a little extra juice on it. And I think I've just settled down into it. My balls have been more on target.
While the streak ended in a 10-7 loss to Dallas Center Grimes in week 2, Gus took a step forward, completing 13 of 31 passes for 162 yards and his first touchdown of the season.
Blitz will be coming from DCG. Pella picks it up nicely. Gus throwing on the run, has a man open in the end zone. It's caught! 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella. Gabe Thomas, a 26-yard score.
What a beautiful throw by Gus.
In that game, the Little Dutch rushed for just 15 yards on 24 carries, and Coach Jay McKinstry knew that his early season strategy of a run-heavy attack needed to be tweaked.
We had some pretty good running backs. We just thought we were in a position to maybe run the ball more, and we certainly are still going to do that, but I just think that we've watched Ryan progress and what defenses are doing to us, and we've had to open it up more. We thought we were going to eventually have to do that. It just came a little faster than we thought.
Gus says that while it's been a lot to learn in a short amount of time, he's enjoyed the challenge of executing the game plan every week.
We started in Diamond with 3 running backs in the backfield, and now we're starting to go to more of a doubles and trips, and even starting to go with Ace with 2 tight ends, and just we've kind of been changing from game to game depending on the defense that we've been playing.
While the Little Dutch bulldozed Bondurant Farrar 34-12 with 249 rushing yards in week 3, Gus took the next step with a workmanlike 9 of 19 for 173 yards and a dagger touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Fires towards the end zone for Downs, who makes the catch and takes it in! Touchdown! Pella! Aaron Downs! A 29-yard grab!
That was one great catch. First, it was a great throw by Gus. Put it right on the hands.
In preparation for last week's clash with Carlisle, the Little Dutch made a significant change, putting their biggest playmaker, running back Avery Van Zee, out in the pattern for more pass routes, and it paid off in a big way.
Deep down the field, Avery Van Zee behind the defender, makes the catch, and they are not gonna get him! Touchdown, Pella! 66 yards to Avery Van Zee.
That was a beauty right there. Again, right on the numbers, nice throw by Gus.
The duo connected 4 times last week, all on plays of 24 yards or more for a total of 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was part of an 11 of 22 night for Gus with 272 yards and 3 scores. And that was all in the first 2.5 quarters as Pella went to the ground to finish off a 45-21 rout of the Wildcats. Coach Jay McKinstry knew that a game like that was coming. He says it was just a matter of being patient.
We knew he's had some good athleticism, can throw well, and it's just, we knew that it would take some time as the season progressed, and he certainly has really played pretty well in the last couple of games, and it's been neat to see him progress that way, and I'm really excited for him because of all the work that he's put in and the things that he's done, and to see his teammates rally around him, it's been a fun thing to watch.
Another person who was confident that a breakout game was coming was the teammate that spent the most time with Gus in the offseason, wide receiver Curtis Ware.
All summer we've gone over to Central and thrown, just practiced different routes and stuff, so we've kind of worked on our connection throughout the summer. I think that's really helped us a lot through the season so far.
Ware is trying to emerge from the shadows left by giants like Ryan Van Wyk, Donovan Holterhaus, Will Warner, and Payson Vandaloon. Gus has Gatorade Player of the Year, Class 3A MVP size shoes to fill from Noah Clayberg and Nick Finney. He says that he tries not to put the pressure on himself to live up to what those players accomplished, but instead just focus on the task at hand.
I just want to win games and try not to think about the past, because that can kind of screw things up if I do think about the past with the past success that we've had, and knowing the other guys around me can do a lot better things too and not just rely on me.
Van Zee is one of the teammates that Gus is looking for to continue making plays for the Little Dutch this season. Meanwhile, Avery knows that he can count on Gus for his leadership on the field.
Ryan's the guy that's super calm and collected and composed during the game. I don't think I've ever heard him like yell or anything on the game, so just super composed, casual fist bump here and there. But yeah, Gus really, you know, really gets people going with throws that he makes and his composure on the field.
Van Zee knows how hard it is to stay composed behind center. He's okay running out of the Wildcat, but says it wasn't nearly as easy when he got flung in at quarterback during a week one scare.
Ryan got hurt, and then they threw me in at quarterback, and I was like, oh, crap, okay. Like, our starting quarterback for the season got hurt already, and then they throw me in there, and, you know, like, quarterback's a hard position. Like, I was not comfortable in there, so I'm glad that we have a guy like Gus to fill in the work at that spot.
What a difference a month makes. From that week one clunker against Oski to a breakout performance last week that earned Ryan Gustafson our A-Series Player of the Week. Tonight, we reach the halfway point of the 2017 season, and Gus has his eyes set firmly on some lofty goals.
We want to be the district champions and eventually make it to the state tournament and hopefully be a state champion.
Ware says there's nobody that his team would rather have leading the way back to the Dome.
I have a lot of confidence in him because, obviously, if we didn't have confidence in him, he wouldn't be playing quarterback.
Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.